This goes to Dr. Moon, M like Mary, O, N like November. Fax 989-463-1713 regarding Richard Lombard, L-O, M like Mary, B like boy, A-R, D like David. Date of birth, May 8th of 1940. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Lombard with advanced renal failure, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, anemia of chronic disease, and hypertension. His last visit was October 26th of 2021. His biggest complaint is he's just extremely fatigued. He can't do things he used to do quite easily, such as cut wood. He has been receiving Aranesp on a routine basis, and he has received IV iron once, but that's been a few years ago. He has not been ill recently, no hospitalizations or procedures. He's never had any classes for dialysis, and his recent levels have been, for the last year at least, have been ranging between 2.5 and 2.9 for creatinine levels. He denies any nausea or vomiting, no mental status changes, no difficulty thinking. He does have insomnia and has been using Unisom with good results. No chest pain or palpitations, no excessive dyspnea, no cough or sputum production. He does have diarrhea occasionally, but none recently. No blood or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Cozar is 25 milligram daily. And he also started Miralax, 17 gram twice a day for constipation. Physical examination. Weight is 171 pounds. That's a 6 pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 66, oxygen saturation 100% on room air, blood pressure 120 over 60. Neck is supple, no lymph adenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 7th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.7 with estimated GFR of 23. Previous two levels were 2.9, and that estimated GFR was 21 at that point. Albumin is 3.4. Calcium, corrected calcium is 8.7. Sodium, 136. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 26. Phosphorus is 4.4. Hemoglobin is 9.6, and that is up slightly. It was 9.4. Actually, it did increase with Aranesp. It was 9.4, then 10.9 in March, and now again it's 9.6. He did receive one dose of Aranesp in April, and we're going to be checking iron studies in May. His platelets are normal. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, and the main symptom he's having is very severe fatigue and insomnia. No vomiting, no fluid overload, no difficulty breathing, no encephalopathy, no pericarditis. He does have anemia of chronic disease, and he does require frequent Aranesp injections and may well need an iron infusion. Those iron studies will be checked in May, along with his routine labs. Hypertension is very well controlled. I did talk to him a little bit about KidneySmart. I said you are getting close to the point where we need to think about kidney replacement therapy, hemodialysis versus other types. And he's going to start thinking about maybe attending that class. Maybe access placement might be appropriate also. But we will continue the monthly lab studies. We're going to check the iron levels in May. He may need iron infusions as well as more Aranesp. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.